Sounded
did
dirty.
That sound? Wow, oh. Melissa.
That sounded dirty.
Wow, dirty-minded.
I think you're, okay, maybe it didn't go into Kyle's mind, but I know, Austin, it went into your mind.
No, I just said, does it fit? Did. That could mean a lot of things.
Exactly.
Melissa.
I could tell by the look on your face.
You are raunchy.
You are sicko.
Well, we just learned that Melissa's the raunchiest of the three of us. And when I say three of us, that means actual three, because we have got a third member back on the team. It was just Melissa and I there for a bit.
He's brand spanking new, like a shiny new toy.
There she goes, being raunchy again, spanking.
Oh,
spanking
my God.
New? Wow, Melissa. Jeez, I'm pretty sure that's against HR violations.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable to kind of start talking now. Yeah,
what? You guys are, okay. You guys are like my worst nightmare.
So that voice you heard, not the high-pitched one, was Kyle Milnamo, our brand new producer.
Yeah, not Milmamo.
Nope.
Milnamo.
And not Milmassimo.
No, that's at Target.
Yeah, and it's in jail, too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, married Aunt Becky.
Is he still in jail?
The college scandal?
Wait.
You didn't get into the college scandal?
I mean, I got into the college scandal, but what's the name?
Massimo. Do you know Massimo? He does a clothing brand sold at Target.
And he's married to Becky.
He was the dad.
He was the dad, yeah. Married to Aunt Becky. Not to be mistaken with Uncle Jesse.
Yes. Now we're getting into the Full House universe. Right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
Lori Loughlin.
Right.
Right?
It's a multiverse, okay?
Strictly a Full House.
You don't want to go down the Full House route. We're staying on the college scandal route.
Okay.
I faked a rowing scholarship to USC?
It was rowing.
Yeah.
Is he still in jail for that?
Probably.
I don't know if he's still there.
I haven't seen his clothes at Target in a while.
It's just jumpsuits
And that's
now.
The only place I get my clothes now. I'm pretty sure. I actually bought like 3 pairs of shorts from Target just the other day.
Ooh.
Really?
How about that? Yeah. Why? Why are you looking at me like that?
You don't like that?
Why is that such a big deal?
Why are you making it a big deal? I was just saying it casually in conversation. And now you stopped. You literally you were browsing your phone, and then you stopped and looked up at me when I said I bought shorts at Target.
Like how as many
if I
pairs?
Said as if I said I murdered 3 puppies.
No, how many pairs of shorts did you buy?
3.
Okay, I guess that's okay.
What?
Well, no.
What is like if I bought 4? Is that too many?
No.
What's
here's
the threshold
thing,
for
here's,
number of shorts you're allowed to buy from Target?
It's not that, but here's the thing with you, Austin. This is the thing that I've noticed with him.
Oh, here she goes.
If he finds something he likes, he will buy one of it in every color.
Not necessarily. No, these black shirts, I only get black. So I've got like 5 of these.
Okay, there you go. He'll buy multiples, or he'll buy multiples in every color.
Yeah.
So he'll find like, oh, I like this style of shorts. It comes in 3 colors. So I will buy all 3 colors. It's sort of like instead of just getting like a different style in this color and a different style in that color.
No, see, I've gotten to the age where
you act like you're 90.
No, I'm listen, I've gotten to the age where I think I'm ready to just wear the same thing every day. You know, because, and honestly, some of the world's greatest minds do this. Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg.
Are you calling yourself one of the world's greatest minds?
Well, I mean, you said it, not me, Melissa.
Oh,
if the Target shorts
God.
Fit.
Right? Kyle gets it. I'm glad we brought this guy on board. But like I think you don't realize how nice it is to just wear
not have
the
to think,
same thing every day.
Because you don't have to think.
You don't have to think. It takes one of the biggest decisions out of your day. And so you can take that energy that you use towards that decision making,
mm-hmm.
put it towards something else.
Or
like what podcast am I going to listen to, you know?
This one.
Nice. Hopefully.
So after the show, rate, review, and subscribe.
That's right.
See? Like try it. Try it next week, Melissa. Wear the same thing every day, but not the same thing. Wear.
I think I did that for the first year of the show.
Did you? You didn't change.
I was in sweatpants.
That is true. You were in sweats a lot.
And I've been transitioning out, by the way. Have you noticed? I'm wearing a sweater.
You are wearing a sweater.
Right?
Right.
In the summer.
But it's cold in here. Right?
Yeah,
it is
on
cold.
Literally the
it's
hottest week
here.
Of the year. She's like, I felt like it's a
finally,
transition.
It's sweater weather.
I figured I'd change into a sweater now rather than back when it was freezing cold for 6 months out of the year.
Well, I mean, it's like it's very chilly in the office. My hands are like ice cubes right now.
It is very cold.
Okay.
I'll say that. First week here, It's gotten kind of cold.
It's
cold.
It is chilly in the building.
I'll bet you will no longer be wearing short sleeve shirts, Kyle.
Oh, no,
Austin, he's weird, but
I will exclusively wear short sleeve shirts.
If you guys had to wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh.
I mean, my favorite shirt, I just bought this shirt that is it's a short sleeve button up, and it has images of Big League Chew.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. Is it a Roosevelt shirt?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, you've talked about those before.
And I want to say that, but that's a little flash.
Or I guess I said Roosevelt's. What I meant was Roosevelt's.
Yeah, the
because it's RSVLT. Yeah, VLT.
Roosevelt's.
So, but I would want to wear a T-shirt. This is me just talking in circles at this point.
No, go ahead.
If you're
this is honestly, Kyle, this is your first time on the Show After the Show podcast. This podcast, it goes everywhere and nowhere. About nothing.
Yes.
This is the podcast about nothing.
I listened to the one you guys did about karaoke songs.
Oh,
that was and real quick sidetrack.
What'd you think?
Mine is Usher's "Burn."
Ooh,
sing it.
Let it burn.
Yep. My favorite part is it starts with Usher saying things, and it goes, "I don't understand why." See, it's burning me to hold on to this.
Yeah,
and this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this, and then the music starts fading in.
Yeah,
it's coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now than hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
I got a little
burn. And then the song goes. I was in Gulf Shores, Alabama last week. And
you did it last week?
Yes. Well, we went out. It was my buddy's bachelor party. We went out. We were getting dinner, and it was like 10 o'clock, and we're like, oh, great. We'll go to the bars. The bars, a lot of the main bars that we were staying at were all closed down. It was Thursday. It was 10 p.m. We're like, this is ridiculous. So we found one bar that was open. It was a dive bar. And we're like, maybe we'll stay there for a drink. We don't know the vibe. We walked in, and just right away, they played Shut Up and Dance With Me, which is my friend's favorite song.
I love that
and
song.
And we started laughing because we're like, it's destiny. And then all of a sudden someone got on the mic and said, all right, karaoke is back. And I fell in love with my wife very quickly, but this was like the second quickest that I've ever fallen in love with something because I just knew. I just knew. And so right away, my friends and I walked up with our number one request. So I did Usher's "Burn." Lost my voice, which you can still kind of hear it.
Yeah.
And my buddy after me did his classic choice, which is "I'll Make Love to You."
Ooh, like you
Boys
want
to
me to.
Yes, he gets into it. There was a big dance floor. He really got into it, and there were surprisingly a good amount of people for a Thursday night at this bar. And there was just a group of older women that fell in love with us to the point where we saw them the next night. We went to this bar three nights in a row, by the way.
That's a good bar.
every night was the same thing.
You guys are loyal locals now.
Yes.
We
made friends with a lot of different people because they were just like, you keep coming. The karaoke person knew our names the third day. Like, was like, oh, hey,
you should have gotten a punch card.
Oh, I got a t-shirt. Even better. Going back to our topic, I'd wear that shirt every single day.
Wow.
It's a little tight, but like, that's the motivation I need to kind of lose a little bit of weight, but like it's a dope shirt. So I'm all in on it.
That's a good point. How many clothes in your closet right now are like goal clothes?
Oh my God, I just bought a new goal dress.
Ooh.
It's black, it's lacy.
And so
it's super low cut.
Ooh, Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Like J-Lo, you know?
No. Wait,
yeah.
Like we can see your belly button?
Like,
because
no,
you could see her belly button
about 3 inches above.
You're talking
the belly
about the green dress,
the green, not quite that low as the green dress, but you know, she wears a lot of that,
yeah.
And that's like, I haven't done that in a long time, but I told myself that if I lost the 20 pounds and got a tan,
that she's smacking the desk,
I would wear it.
If you're wondering what that sound is, that means Melissa's adamant. Serious.
I'd never wear it anywhere around you guys.
Melissa is adamant about losing this weight. She says moments after eating a Nutter Butter bar in the back producer booth room.
I was so hungry. I didn't know what else to eat.
It's so potent. I smelled the chocolate. I smelled the chocolate and go, and I was like, I don't have anything chocolate. Because right now, Melissa, and to your credit, you have been very, disciplined. when it comes to this.
For the most part.
In front of me, you've been very disciplined. And so I've been like, okay, what, that chocolate, if it's not coming from me, it's got to go. Oh my gosh, Melissa. It was no joke, Kyle. It felt like I was walking in on her cheating on her boyfriend.
Deer in headlights, just staring.
Yeah, and she's got this like diet coach that's like helping her, and he's like super strict. And like I'm to the point, like I'm between a rock and a hard place because it's like it was so blatant she was cheating. I felt like I need to go to the coach and I need to say something.
No, you don't. You're my friend. You can't. You cannot say anything.
But I also
you're supposed to back me.
Not when you're committing crimes. Okay, I could be an accomplice.
I don't know. I feel like. Ride or die, if your friend's committing a crime, you gotta help.
Really?
I mean, I'm not saying commit the crime with them.
So if you, okay, all right, you walk in on your friend, and he's cheating on his wife. You walk in
this
on
is
it.
Sketch, just
and
dark.
It's gross. You see his
and it's
bottom.
Gross.
You see his bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're like, I did not need to see that.
Not the first time.
Right.
But,
oh my God.
Wow. Okay.
Offshore. Right.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah. You see the front side then.
Yep.
Ew.
Well, I'm just trying
that
to.
That is the
if
first.
If he's
time.
Seen the bottom, that's nothing new to him.
Okay.
You see the front side, and you're like, oh, I did not need to see that. And he's not with his wife. Yeah. You don't tell the wife.
I got. You, I mean, like, I
you stay
feel,
out of it, don't
I,
you?
I. Try my best to stay out of it.
You said ride or die.
Ride or die, though. I,
so
I kind of tell my
wife.
I tell my wife right away, and maybe she handles the hypotheticals.
Okay, so that's what I'll start with. I'll start by telling my wife.
Just like, hey, like you didn't hear it from me.
I caught Melissa cheating today. And she's going to be like, on Jim? And I'm going to be like, no, even worse.
Oh, God.